as well, all before 4 o'clock. Presented by Third Base Brewery here on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. It is a gym class coming your way on KGYN. From our studios in the very warm southwest side of Cedar Rapids, gym class coming your way on this Tuesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you for joining us and happy holidays. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Jeff Downing will be in just a little bit to be our producer here today on the program. A lot to get to. Kevin Lehman will join us. We'll talk college hoops. We're going to talk with you out there. Get your thoughts about Iowa, USC, and Iowa State, Notre Dame, because this will be the last time we will interact with you, our listeners, out there before kickoff coming up Friday night and Saturday morning, respectively. We will have a show next Monday for you. Local programming returns on the 30th. Yeah, the 30th, Mark Dukes shakes his head yes in the affirmative, tells me. We will have local programming on to wrap up both Iowa and Iowa State's bowl games coming your way right here on KGYM. As I mentioned, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, make your plans to be there to catch the bowl games, and they would love to have you out there. All kinds of TVs, all kinds of great specials, all kinds of great food out there as well. Locally owned and operated. That is Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Also today on the program, for you, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery, and big thanks to the Iowa Lottery for stepping up and helping us out with tickets to see Iowa sporting events. Up first, we will have for you free tickets to see Iowa and Kennesaw State coming up. And that, of course, is this Sunday at 3 o'clock tip-off at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, the 25th-rated Iowa men's basketball team in action against Kennesaw State. We'll have your opportunity during this 3 o'clock hour to win tickets. You must be 21 years or older to win, and must be able to come to our studios on Friday to pick those up. Loretta says it needs to be Friday. We listen to Loretta, so
we better.
And you will need to do that. We will have that giveaway coming up for you later in the hour right here on KGYM. How are you?
I'm good. I wish... You know, I'm thrilled to do another show here before Christmas, but, you know, I was out Sunday over by St. Andrews. There's golfers on the course, and I know the last couple days, and maybe even tomorrow, there'll be more out there. I mean, taking advantage of golf in late December. We played a few years ago.
Yes, we did.
In the first part of December, but we rarely have had this kind of weather. I was reminiscing that it's been since 1982, since we've had a Christmas day in the 50s. It happened to be the day my daughter was born.
You remember but, that one?
Well, I do. And it was about 55, 56
She's
degrees.
She's a Christmas baby, huh?
She is indeed.
Well, yeah. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Try to separate a little bit of Christmas day for her, but she's 37. Come on. She doesn't.
Bet she just enjoys the fact that you you announced that to the world.
No, she just thinks it's special, and I guess I do too.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to all the Christmas babies out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. News and notes coming. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the Bulls. Because Iowa practicing right now, and there are a few news items to throw out there. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, covering the Hawkeyes for the Gazette in San Diego, has just tweeted out a few minutes ago. Oliver Martin not dressed for practice today. Neither is Logan Lee and a handful of others. So make your own, jump to your own conclusions as far as that news is concerned. quite frankly, Oliver Martin has not been a factor over the last 2 months of this football season. Really has not even gotten into a football game, so maybe now we know why he has not gotten into a football game.
It's really a curious case because I think we, a lot of us in the media and Iowa fans waited with bated breath whether he would be eligible, thinking that he could really be a factor in 2019. Well, what we've seen is the Iowa receiving corps being pretty darn productive without Oliver Martin seeing the field an awful lot. And this was an Oliver Martin who I think was number one on the depth charts at Michigan before he left. So it's a curious case in my mind.
Yeah, and this, of course, was the biggest question leading into the Iowa football season this year. Would Oliver Martin be eligible? Would Oliver Martin play? And sounds as though Oliver Martin is hurt, and who knows how long he has been hurt out there. That is from San Diego. For more from Orlando, Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register, reporting Iowa State with a big unknown going into the Camping World Bowl on Saturday. Cedar Rapids, Washington Warrior Julian Good-Jones, his status for the game up in the air. Iowa State is trying all kinds of combinations, different combinations on the offensive line, moving people around a little bit today. Josh Kneifel moving to left tackle, Colin Newell to right guard, in anticipation that Good-Jones might not be able to go against Notre Dame. That big-time veteran offensive line together one more time for Iowa State this Saturday, you hope. But if they can't, a guy they cannot afford to lose is Julian Good-Jones. I think he's the one guy they can't afford to lose in that offensive line. And his status is a little unknown as of right now.
Yeah, already folks looking forward to next year and wondering what that offensive line will look like. And offensive line against Notre Dame without Julian Good-Jones is, you know, not as good as it could be. So I think this is already a challenge for Iowa State. We'll see if Good-Jones goes, but if he doesn't, one more big challenge for the Cyclones.
Yeah, well, that's one of the six games we are going to be picking in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up for you here in about, 35 minutes or so as we'll get the panel together, including this week's guest picker. We will let you know who that is for Team Gym Class coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in a little bit as well. Real quick, Monday Night Football last night, the Green Bay Packers win the NFC North. Was it more of a great Packer win, or was it more of a disappointing Minnesota Viking performance one more time? I will just say that. I think a little bit of both, to be honest with you.
I would agree with that. I mean, Minnesota got the ball, I think, three times in Green Bay territory and couldn't do much with it. This Green Bay defense, much like your Kansas City Chiefs, I think is getting better and better.
Yes, it is.
And as you go forward in the playoffs and the Packers can secure home field, where it's 7-1 this season, you got to consider the Packers a contender. At 12-3, it's been a season that, I expected the Packers to be good, but maybe not this good. And we talk all the time about Rodgers, and they got a running game.
And who thought Alan Lazard was going to be stepping up one of the best receivers that the Packers have right now?
One of the great stories, I think, coming out of Iowa State, undrafted, and bides his time in the practice squads and kind of catches Aaron Rodgers' eye. And ever since then, he's been pretty productive at the wide receiver spot. Devontae Adams is the star out there. But aside from that, the Packers needed more receivers, and Lazard has really come up and shown very well.
On the text line, Cyclone Tim asking, did they not pass finals? Would that be for the Iowa folks or the Iowa State folks? Nothing coming from either camp as far as that is concerned, but that is always something in the back of your mind. But I'm not sure they would know about that as of yet because finals were just last week. And that would have to be pretty quickly, but I'm not sure how fast that can be processed out there. Nothing from either camp as far as academics are concerned at this time. Yeah, Green Bay. Man, the NFC's got some tough teams. Saints, really good. Seahawks, 49ers, really good. Packers, I think, are a good football team. Vikings, it's going to be tough.
They haven't beaten a winning
Vikings have not beaten a winning team, no. They have not.
They're going to be the sixth seed.
Is Kirk Cousins a better quarterback than Case Keenum was?
Statistically, yes. He ranks in the top five in either the NFC or the NFL in three or four categories.
How about but those he's 0-9, though?
Exactly.
In big games.
0-9 on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Hawkeyes and USC, Iowa State and Notre Dame. We're going to talk about that here for a few minutes. If you would like to comment, what do you think are going to be the big keys? What are you looking for? 319-366-1600. That is Hurtian & Stocker Jeweler text line as we look ahead to those two football games. Iowa right now, a slight favorite over USC. Notre Dame, slight favorite over the Iowa State Cyclones at this present time.
I'm looking at two key areas. Number one, can Iowa run the football? This is one of the worst rushing offenses in the Big Ten. It has been the last couple of years. And number two, can Iowa contain at least USC's passing attack with a terrific group of receivers for the Trojans? Can Iowa get pressure on the quarterback? Those two areas, I think, will decide the game.
I think Iowa's going to come out and try to punch USC in the mouth, is what they're going to try to do. I am very interested to see the first series by both the Notre Dame offense and the Notre Dame defense. And I mean, you won't be able to see the warm-ups or anything like that, but I think if you are at what the heck they call it now, is it still the Citrus Bowl in Orlando? I don't know. The stadium? Anyway, if you're there, watch Notre Dame and just see how they go through drills and warm-ups. Because you're going to know very quickly if Notre Dame wants to be in Orlando to take on 7-5 Iowa State, or if they're thinking about getting ready to try to win at least vie for a playoff spot in 2020. I think that's going to tell you a whole lot right there of that football game. And if Notre Dame's not ready, Iowa State's going to win that football game. Because I tell you one thing, Iowa State is going to be ready to go. And Matt Campbell is going to have those guys sky high. Because this is a Super Bowl, basically, for Iowa State. It was, somewhat of a disappointing year at 7-5. If Iowa State fans can even say that 7-5 is a disappointing year after everything that has gone on over the last several decades, that's a whole different topic for another show. But like we've talked about with not only in football but on Broadway, it's your finale that that people remember.
Well, and you will have beaten Notre Dame. That will resonate in the minds of Iowa State fans going into next year and beyond. It won't be the close losses to Iowa and Baylor, et cetera. The really tough close losses this season that Iowa State has endured. It will be a victory over Notre Dame. And we've talked about these two programs, Iowa and Iowa State, facing the brand names in Notre Dame and USC. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, which group will be most in awe? And Iowa most regularly plays Blue Bloods brand names in Ohio State, Michigan each and every year. Iowa State plays Oklahoma and Texas, which I would say are brand names in college football. A lot of other good teams, but those are the brand names in my mind. But Notre Dame is in a different category.
That's an international name.
They make movies out of this football program.
That's an international name. That's not only a college football legend name. That is, you know, people in Europe know who Notre Dame is.
And it's a good Notre Dame football team.
10-2.
And USC, I think, is maybe a notch below Notre Dame in terms of being on that brand list. and it's not as good a USC team as they've had in the past, not even close. But I think there may be one other aspect to the game, which if either team is going to be in awe of these, you know, the iconic uniforms and who's inside of them.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, the Hurtine Stocker Jeweler text line, if you would like to weigh in today. We have the Hawaii Bowl coming up tonight at 6 o'clock for you. It'll be the host, Rainbow Warriors, the University of Hawaii, taking on the BYU Cougars in an old Mountain West get-together. They are, of course, BYU now an independent. They are not in the Mountain West anymore. And we've got it for you tonight, all three frequencies coming up at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, NBA basketball. The doubleheader begins at 3:30, as it will be, before the season got started, that game between, Golden State? Let me look here to see who exactly it is. Houston and Golden State looked really good.
Has Golden State won more than five games?
I think they have.
Not too many more.
Not many more. So that'll be the first game, followed by a really good game. The Clippers and the Lakers will go at it from Los Angeles. And then on Friday, we got all-day bowl action coming away. And then Saturday, of course, at 9 o'clock on 1600 AM, it'll be Iowa State and Notre Dame. We also have for you three bowl games on 107.5 and 106.3 FM throughout the day. And 1600 will get back into the ESPN coverage of the bowls after the Iowa State coverage on Saturday as well. So that's what we have for you coming up in the next few days. You can always check out what is coming up on KGYNradio.com. That is our terrific website that we have. We'll take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman's going to join us, a coach, and we are going to talk college hoops as we get into the holidays, a little bit of a break before conference play gets started. Lots to talk about with Iowa State, you and I, etc. And we'll do that with Kevin when we come back.
At CP Hoyt, the holiday season is all about gifts with purchase. And boy, do we have some amazing gifts with our amazing jewelry. I'm talking about great jewelry from Anya Hay, Shy Creations, Memoir, Forevermark, and Gabriel & Company New York. With your purchase, the more you spend, the bigger your gift. Like a Traeger pellet grill, a 55-inch Samsung TV, Apple AirPods, Yeti Ramblers. The more you spend, the bigger your gift. And of course, in CP Hoyt fashion, we'll have our spectacular jewelry in every price range and every style. Whether you love the hottest new designs or if you're more traditional, we've got it all. Nothing's better than great gifts with amazing jewelry at CP Hoyt. And stop in on December 21st for a special visit from Santa Claus himself. It all starts Wednesday, December 11th through New Year's Eve at CP Hoyt, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and has great gifts with purchase for the holidays.
Treat that special someone this holiday season with a gift from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have endless gift-giving ideas. If you can't decide, an Elevate gift card is always an excellent choice. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. And right now, get a free flat iron or blow dryer valued at up to $100 with a $125 product purchase while supplies last. Elevate their holiday with a gift they won't forget from Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blair's Ferry Road.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them this holiday season with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. Consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
Back with you on this Christmas Eve edition of the Gym Class at 324 here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here today. As always, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Holiday Bowl. Hawaii Bowl coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. BYU and the host Hawaii Rainbow Warriors will have it for you in all three frequencies tonight beginning at 6 o'clock. Todd and Alex, 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up for you tonight right here on KGYM. Kevin Lehman set to join us, and Kevin usually joins us on Thursdays, but we're a little bit ahead of the game, of course, with the holiday week coming up, and we do appreciate Kevin helping us out with that. And, of course, his appearance each week is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and Real Estate Professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in the HVAC design and construction area, trust Chris. If you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and surrounding areas, see him online at shootershomes.com. And a happy holiday to you, Kevin, and all of the Lehman family. I saw your video. You got together at Cosgrove.
I did as well.
And you had to have some sort of, at least some sort of a horse tournament or something like that. I don't know. Who was the big-time hot shooter this year in the holiday gathering?
Well, Knockout is the big game played at the Cosgrove Institute. And, Mark, to your question, those were fan backboards, and they're still metal backboards in the Cosgrove Institute. You know, that's part of the Clear Creek Community School District now, Cosgrove. They've let that school up, so it's a great atmosphere to bring a large group in like we did. But the winner, I'm going to go with Jenna. You know, she's like the second, third all-time leading scorer at Coe College, Jenna Lehman. She can still shoot it.
I love the sound of those metal backboards.
They clang a little bit, but we definitely had a good time.
Very good, very good. Having a good time as well, the Iowa basketball team in the top 25 for the first time in a while after the sometimes not very pretty win, but a win is a win, as they took care of the Bearcats at Cincinnati on Saturday night.
Well, I tell you, Scott and Mark, there's something you said for winning ugly. And winning games like that and just being resilient. And you have some guys step up because of Jordan Bohannon out. Lots of turnovers, but look what Fran's team did. They dominated the glass, which they've done. 31 for Cincinnati, 48 rebounds for Iowa. They dominate the free throw line. So the only stat that jumps out at you is those turnovers and the way that Cincinnati was able to make runs. But I think that's something as they adjust going forward with Bohannon out. You got to get the freshman a little more acclimated in Toussaint and get the right shoes on his feet. And guys, you know, Bakari Evelyn, when he came from Valpo, I was kind of questioning me including, was he going to really help Iowa? Well, he stepped up big for the Hawkeyes against Cincinnati.
Are you saying, Kevin, that we shouldn't trust what we saw in Toussaint and Evelyn in different ways, kind of?
Well, I think they're going to have to settle in new roles. We talked about Bohannon's three-point shooting, stretching the defense. We talked about leadership. But we forgot to talk about all the ball handling that Jordan Bohannon does. Remember against Minnesota, he had 10 assists and no turnovers. I just think it's some adjustment for both Evelyn and Toussaint going forward, that now the ball's in their hands. But I like what Fran did. It was almost point guard by committee to break that press. A couple of times I saw guards are bringing the ball up to relieve the pressure. So this is a team that's, you know, as I mentioned the other day, your team that you have today is not the team you had yesterday. nor the team you have tomorrow, always developing. But I thought there's some really good signs in that without Jordan Bohannon.
Yeah, I did too, and we talked about this yesterday on the show, Kevin, and that was that seven-game just gauntlet that Iowa had. And I don't think anybody going into it, even the most fervent Hawkeye fan, would have said 5-2 would be Iowa's record going through that seven-game stretch. And that's pretty darn good and an impressive impressive run for Fran McCaffrey.
Well, it is, Scott. When you look at the teams that they played, though Tech came back and beat the number one ranked team in the country in Louisville, a team that Iowa beat. San Diego State has not lost yet under Brian Dutcher. They're one of the three undefeated teams left, along with Liberty and Bruce Pearl's Auburn team. And we know what Michigan's done. And Minnesota then comes back and whacks Ohio State in the barn. So I think it's impressive what they've done in that seven-game stretch. Luka Garza playing way beyond the expectations. We knew he'd be good. I don't think anybody said he'd be this good because he's playing at an All-American level.
Kevin, Scott referenced yesterday's show on which we talked with Michael Oss, Gazette sports columnist who covers the Hawkeyes full-time for that newspaper. And I asked him about C.J. Frederick, who I think is a real stabilizing force up till now, former Mr. Kentucky basketball. I wanted to get your analysis of Frederick's play and ask you if the freshman wall, so to speak, is a real thing.
Well, the first thing I'll address, yes, the freshman wall. I don't think of it as much of a real thing as it has been in the past when I coached, because there wasn't all that summer basketball going on back then. So these players, especially C.J. Frederick, redshirted last year, but in high school, they're playing a ton of games. Summer AU, they're playing a ton of games. But I still think once you get in the rigors of Big Ten, where it's a whole different type of game, more scouting, more physical, that at some point you could see C.J. Frederick, Joe Toussaint, the younger players, hit a wall. I think that's why Bakari Evelyn is going to be really helpful for this team down the stretch. But so far, Frederick, Coach Fran talked about how good he was last year in practice, and we always hear that about redshirts, and we kind of take it with a grain of salt. This kid has certainly produced at a high level, C.J. Frederick, 21 points last night, and he can knock down threes. He can make plays. We're not talking about where's Isaiah Moss and how much we would need him this year with the Hawkeyes. C.J. Frederick has more than filled that role.
Bakari Evelyn, he certainly swooped in and saved Iowa from the fire on Saturday night, and his best game as a Hawkeye, and it was very apropos that he would do that on Saturday night because Iowa really needed it with the foul trouble with Connor and with the turnover situation. But I would imagine that Bakari's game is somewhere between what we've seen for the first month of the year and Saturday night in Chicago, right?
Well, Scott, he kind of blended in those early games, and I saw him as a sophomore when he was healthy and valuable, and he really played well. I had him on the all-newcomer team. I believe he ended up on that, but I voted for him as one of the five all-newcomers. Then last year he was banged up, kind of playing out of position, came back too soon on an injured ankle. So I think that he's really a good plug-in for Fran and this team because he's older. I mean, this is a guy, he's a fifth-year guy. He's a grad transfer. He's been around, so I think that maturity level may help more than anything once they get in the rigors of Big Ten play because, Joe Toussaint, as tough as he's been coming from where he's in New York City at Rucker Park, he still hasn't been through the grind of a college season.
Kevin, with the non-conference portion of the season almost in the books, I wanted to get your take on your pick for the Big Ten championship and where you think Iowa might land at the by the end of the season.
Well, the more I watch Ohio State, the more impressed I am by that team. And I think they're a high-level team right now, and C.J. Carton has been playing unbelievable for the Buckeyes. I think that's your team to beat right there. Maryland, I still like them. I still think your top four is still there, but they've shuffled. So you got Ohio State, Michigan, Maryland, and then what's happened with Michigan State? Are they going to get healthy again? They have not played up to par fighting injuries. But after that, you know, look what's coming. Penn State has been outstanding. And this Iowa team, I think, is outperforming expectations. And watch out for Indiana. I was surprised when Illinois got beat by Missouri in that border war. I thought Illinois would win that game, but they did not. I still think Illinois is a dangerous team in the Big Ten.
My pick would be either Ohio State or Michigan. I'm with you.
I didn't hear anything about Michigan State.
I don't think
they have a big loss.
I don't think they can win it without Langford.
That's the whole key right there.
I just don't think they shoot it well enough from the perimeter.
Yeah, they're banged up, but you know, Izzo always works wonders. But I still don't think that team has enough shooting to carry to a Big Ten title. I think it's Ohio State. It's Ohio State's league to win right now.
Kevin Lehman joining us at 3:34 as we talk college basketball each week right here on KGYM. Let's talk a little bit about the Big 12. Before we start getting into what Iowa State, as they get ready to focus on the Big 12, I think the most surprised team in the country so far has been Bob Huggins and the West Virginia Mountaineers.
I'm with you because they were god-awful last year. And I think Andy Katz picked them 10th in the Big 12, and he got a lot of heat from Bob Huggins for doing that. And remember, that's the only loss that Northern Iowa has against West Virginia in Cancun. But they played extremely well. I don't think that league's as strong as it has been in past years. In Kansas, losing at Villanova, not a surprise. You're number one, you're going to get beat. That's the way it is this year with all the parity. Baylor's good. Tech's good. Texas has a chance. And a lot of people are talking about Oklahoma State team, even though they got beat over the weekend. So you got Oklahoma State team that's kind of, I think that's the sleeper pick in the Big 12.
Based on what you've seen, your thoughts on Iowa State and its ability to compete in this league?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. Unless they shoot it better and shoot it more consistently, they're going to have some issues. Especially when they go on the road in the Big 12. You know, we always said Hilton Magic was worth a couple wins. Iowa State or Iowa showed you how you take the air out of that arena when they got the big lead and then let Iowa State get back into it. Halliburton can play. Conduit, I really like. They've got to get some help. Somebody's going to have to step up with Terrence Lewis. Nick's going to have to start making shots. I sure Bolton's going to have to play up to expectations. Bolton's shooting 21% from three, guys.
Yeah.
And Prince Nixon's shooting 25%. That's just not going to cut it when you get in the Big 12.
I would agree. UNI getting votes for the top 25. Panthers 11-1 coming off a win against Marshall on Sunday up at Cedar Falls. And now they get ready to open the valley. And they do it, I think, at Illinois State, who's been they've been the most disappointing team, I think, in the non-conference for the MVC.
Well, Illinois State has struggled, but I tell you what, that's always a difficult place for Northern Iowa to play. And to open up league play there, that's going to be a battle for them. But I have them against Marshall, and this Marshall team is deceptive. 5-7 record. They got a kid eligible for that game who was outstanding. Andrew Taylor had 27 points, only his third game. He was a redshirt freshman who had to sit out. But I had a great talk with Dan D'Antonio, the coach, his brother Mike, the coach of the Houston Rockets. And I asked him, I said, Dan, how much stuff does your brother Mike steal from you to use for the Rockets? And he got a kick out of that one. But that's a really good team. But when you look at Northern Iowa, here's what's different about them, guys. They've always in the past been a team that's going to beat you with their defense. They're not going to turn over. This is a team that's really good offensively. They're in the tops in the league in three-point shooting, three-point makes, field goal percentage. And they're center position with Dahl and Fife together. They're getting almost 15 points, 9 rebounds out of those two guys, the two-headed monster inside. This team reminds me a little bit of the team they had in 2015 that beat Wyoming in the NCAA tournament before losing to Louisville, they can score points, and they're playing at a much faster pace than they have in the past 3 years.
A.J. Green, the sophomore, highly regarded, really seems to have found his stride, Kevin. I wonder why you think that might be.
Well, I had the stat on that game Sunday. He had made 13 threes, I think, in his first seven games, and he had made 13 like the last three, although he didn't make one against this team. But I think he's really pressured and pushed over, gave himself a lot of pressure early to lead this team. He's kind of settled in more now. He's trusting his teammates. He's not forcing as many shots. And part of that's because Dre Burhau, the guy is unbelievable. I think he's 21 of 29 from three in his last four games. I couldn't do that in the layup line at the Cosgrove Institute.
Hey, and by the way, shout out to Greg Lansing and Indiana State. Seven in a row. They started off having to play, Louisville and Dayton right out of the chute. Their RPI is 62 right now. Net's pretty good. They and Drake are probably the best two teams, along with Evansville, as far as the non-conference portion has been concerned. But you and I right now is carrying the flag of the MVC.
They are, but watch out for Drake. Now, Drake is 7-0 at home. They've won every game they should, and they've won their close games. And Indiana State has not lost at home. They didn't. They weren't able to play at home early because of some things at the Holman Center that are being renovated. They're playing well. They've won 7 in a row themselves, as you mentioned. I still think this team from Loyola, even though they got beat by Davidson, they're the team to watch out for other than Northern Iowa in this league. They're starting to play really well. But Drake's going to open up at Bradley on the New Year's Eve, a game I have. I'm excited to see that game because Roman Penn for the Bulldogs, just named freshman of the week, newcomer of the week in the Valley. He's a stat sheet stuffer. I know Darren DeVries loves his game.
Very much so. Very much so. And yeah, it should be interesting. We get the conferences starting next week in earnest. Big Ten got a little bit of an early start, but everybody, the Power Five, they get one little final lunch tune-up before those conference games.
You mean like UMass Lowell in Michigan?
Yeah, that's okay. Kennesaw State and Iowa is not going to be a real bargain on Sunday. But you know what? I hope that people come out there, just throw away the fact that Kennesaw State's not very good, and come out and root on these Hawkeyes, because this team deserves to have people watch them.
I'd say they are a fun team to watch, and they share the basketball. It's kind of old-school basketball, and they like each other. They play through Garza. He doesn't force shots. He's not the black hole. It is a team. And, you know, give Fran credit, because a lot of people question how good they'd be this year with Cook gone, Moss gone. But I think he's done. This may be one of Fran's best coaching jobs.
Will we see you on TV the next week, or you got some time off?
Well, I get pretty busy here. On the 30th, I've got Loyola at Valparaiso, and then the next night, as I mentioned, Drake at Bradley, and then I jump into the Ohio Valley Conference. I just spend New Year's Day traveling to Moorhead, Kentucky, and I found out, Mark and Scott, that's not an easy place to get to on New Year's Day.
Doesn't sound like an easy place to get to.
No, and I will tell you this. You talk about the cupcakes before league play. I think Gonzaga, number one, is safe to hold that position. They have Detroit Mercy at home.
Vital will not be coaching Detroit Mercy, so I think you're right. I think you're right on that.
Hey, Mark, I want to tell you, Mark, the Gazette article Sunday on Hayden Fry, I thought that was just fantastic reading. I know some of those articles were old ones that you had written. Kudos, man. That was really cool.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. I feel a small part of it, but glad to be asked to be a part of it. Appreciate that.
I do got to ask you this question, because
sure.
I know you're about my age. You know, I sat through what I call the perfect season at Iowa in 1973 when they went 0-11 under Lauterbur. So Hayden's first Big Ten game, I was at that game, it was against Indiana.
Right.
And Lee Corso was coaching the Hoosiers.
That's right. That's right.
Is that right, Mark? And did Iowa win that game? I know they were up early. Weren't they up big?
They were up 26-3 and lost 30-26, thanks to Mario Pace getting beat deep by a wide receiver, among other things. But I remember at halftime, Kevin, boy, that place was like going to the Rose Bowl, you know, 26-3. Yeah.
Oh, I was there. I remember I was sitting in the stands. I was in grad school, and I always remember that game because that's where, you know, scratch where it itches came because Hayden was throwing that ball from sideline to sideline, and it was a new era of football for the Hawks.
It was.
Yes, it was. Well, happy holidays, Kevin. We'll talk next Thursday, and enjoy the hoops.
Yeah, you guys, I hope you don't get a piece of coal in your stocking. It did happen to me once, but that's a story for another day.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Coach Kevin Lehman joining us here. His appearance brought to you by Chris Lehman. Check him out at coldwellbanker.com. We'll take a break, come back, and the panel will get together. But as we go to break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. And a big thanks to the folks at the Iowa Lottery, not only for today, but as well for helping us out with free tickets to Iowa sporting events. You must be 21 years or older to win. You must be able to come to the KGYM studios as well on Friday. Jeff will give you more information on that coming up. It's the Iowa Hawkeyes against Kennesaw State. This Sunday, we've got a pair of tickets for you to win right now at 319-366-1600. Caller 6, 319-366-1600. Caller 6, you are going to get those tickets. We'll take a break, come back. Panel will come together. We'll pick some bowl games when we return after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Start your next project and save big money now at Menards. Boss Stitch manufactures top quality, innovative fastening tools and compressors for professional and consumer applications. If you need a nailer that will reduce work surface damage and a light portable compressor, you can trust Boss Stitch. Right now, get a 6-gallon air compressor that comes with a brad nailer and 15-foot air hose on sale for just $169. Sale prices are good now through Saturday, January 4th at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hey, you behind the wheel. While we can't help you with freeway traffic, we can help keep your engine running like new. That's because Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Play like
we cheer. Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score September 2019.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Name that tune, Todd Brummelcamp.
I didn't have my headphones on.
Oh.
Blue Eyes.
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain? My Willie Nelson?
Little Willie Nelson. Little Pretty Paper bringing us back.
Okay. I have that album at home. We have a record player in here.
No.
Go home and run up the street and grab it.
I don't see one.
Afford now.
We have elk ears, but we do not have a record.
Why is that,
player.
Todd?
Well, I'll let you guys get to it.
It is. By the way, congratulations to Brad and Atkins. He is the winner of our Hawkeye tickets, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. Iowa and Kennesaw State coming up on Sunday. That's at 3:00 tip-off. We have a guest picker here, and we want him to say hello before he has to go back across the hall. This week's guest picker from Smart FM and the Caddy Smack program.
That's right.
Our man Rick Swan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I have your picks.
Finally got around to asking me, huh?
Yeah. Well, you're number two in line.
Yes.
Eric won the first week, so you got a big shoes to fill.
All right. Well, I'm ready. I think I'm going to shock the world here with my picks.
Best of luck.
Well,
you're not used to owning the tee box anyway, Rick.
No,
so.
I've never.
Wow.
Thank you, Mark.
That was a shot across the bow.
He's our teammate, right?
Yeah. That's right. You're taking down our teammate. All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. All right. Panel's together, and we're going to give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. If you can hit your wagon up to the correct prognosticator here. And Dave, we're going to be visiting you soon, I believe. Sorry, Todd.
Always welcome.
I am more than looking forward to it. Let's just leave it at that. And there's nowhere to go but up. And I think I'm going to do better this week than I did last week.
There you go.
And I will leave it at that.
Indeed.
It's been a long time. It's been, what, 3 years?
3 years since somebody went over.
And I tried to plead my case. There were two games that I didn't really want to pick the way that I picked. And I picked them for sentimental purposes. And I shot myself in the foot.
Yeah.
You weren't the only one. Three of us, Alex, I, we were 1-5, so we were maybe multiple lunch. And then Dave dusts us all. 5-1, Dave.
Nicely done. Very good. Heater. Dave is on a heater.
Well, right. We are going to start with a game that we would not have been able to pick had we done this on Friday during the normal time, and that is the Pinstripe Bowl, which... These SOBs who cover Michigan State and Wake Forest. It's like a 2:30 kickoff this year for the Pinstripe Bowl. Are you kidding me? We froze our rear ends off a couple years ago. Michigan State is a 3.5-point favorite in this game, Dave.
Wake Forest is 7-1 against the spread their last 8 games in December. Underdogs are 6-2 straight up and 7-1 the last 8 games in the Pinstripe Bowl series. Give me Wake Forest and the points.
Wake Forest and the points. This is the one game I have absolutely no idea. I flipped a coin prior to coming on, and it came up Michigan State.
Well, the temptation based on Dave's track record the last 6 weeks is just to say, yeah, what Dave said. But my way I think, I trust Michigan State's defense. I don't trust their offense, so I'll take Wake on the points.
Rick is taking Wake. Todd.
I'm going to take Wake Forest and the points here as well. I think they very well could win this game outright.
Well, it's just the only game Dave will lose.
Todd, temperature at kickoff, 53 degrees at Yankee Stadium. No, I
sorry.
I like Wake Forest.
50 degrees warmer than it was 3 years ago.
I like Wake Forest.
What a miserable experience. All right, the Cotton Bowl. Alex is actually going to be in the Arlington-Dallas area for this game. Penn State is a touchdown favorite over the Memphis Tigers, Scott.
This was the other one I flipped a coin on. And, again, I must have a Big Ten coin from Jim Delaney because both of them came up for the Big Ten. I'm going to take Penn State. The coin took Penn State. I'm sorry.
I've watched Memphis as much as Penn State, basically because of Alex's background, and This is just a fun team. Penn State's got a good defense, but Memphis is going to score. And if you give me 7 points, I'll take them.
Rick is taking Memphis.
Well, I think Mark and Scott, Mark and Rick are both wise here. I question Penn State's motivation. I think back to the 2017 Cotton Bowl when Wisconsin played Western Michigan and beat the Broncos, coached then by P.J. Fleck, but they beat him 24-16. Our pal Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports says, if you question a team's motivation in a bowl game, never lay a touchdown or more. So give me Memphis and the points.
This one's been tough because my heart and my head are telling me two completely different things, but I'm a little worried about the Memphis's offensive line matching up against Penn State's defensive line. But I do think that Memphis has some ability to exploit Penn State's secondary, which has been a clear weakness all season long. Give me the Tigers.
Dave.
Memphis will not have their head coach and offensive play caller for this game. Mike Norvell is now the coach at Florida State. Penn State has the 7th best scoring defense, allowing just 14 points a game. Offensively, they average nearly 6 yards per play and over 400 yards a game. Memphis has lost 6 of the last 7 bowl games, straight up and against the spread. I'll take Penn State to win and cover.
The Peach Bowl features Oklahoma and LSU, one of the two national semifinals this year, and LSU is a 13-point favorite. Mark Dukes.
I will take the over. Oh, okay, not an option. You. Oklahoma has no defense, okay? I think LSU walks them. Give me LSU.
Rick's going to go with LSU as well.
Yeah, it is something smells here. I would be jumping on 13 points in a semifinal game if I were an idiot. And I'm not an idiot. I just went 0-6 last week. Give me LSU.
Oklahoma has scored points in both of their appearances in the college football playoff. They've had a month to hear about how horrible they are and how they have no chance in this game, while LSU has been raking in the accolades, Heisman Trophy, Coach of the Year, Biletnikoff. LSU wins, but it's within 13 points.
Jalen Hurts has accounted for 50 touchdowns, 32 passing, and 18 rushing. He owns a 3-0 record against LSU while he was at Alabama. Oklahoma is an underdog for the first time this season. Give me the Sooners to cover the points.
Death, taxes, and Oklahoma getting their doors blown off in the semifinal. LSU. G-E-A-U-X Tigers.
The other semifinal game is the Fiesta Bowl, which features Ohio State and Clemson. And Clemson's actually a 2-point favorite in this game. We'll start with Rick Swan's selection.
Where is Rick from originally?
He's from the Cincinnati, Ohio area. Yeah, I saw that one coming.
Ohio State.
I'm going to roll with Clemson here. I think they feel disrespected, and they're going to be looking to send a message here. I don't think they're the better team, but I think they win the game.
I like Clemson as well. They've been lurking. They've been ready for this for weeks. They've been blowing teams out since that North Carolina game. And, oh, by the way, they're really, really good. Give me the Tigers.
Ohio State and Ryan Day have won 13 games this year, each by double digits. Buckeye quarterback Justin Fields, who transferred from Georgia, accounted for 50 touchdowns, 40 passing, and 10 rushing, with only one pick. Outright winners of the last 27 Fiesta Bowl games have only failed to cover in 2 of those games. Give me Ohio State to win outright.
I'm with Alex. I think Clemson's laying in the weeds, not being talked about. I'm going to take the Tigers.
You know, when you're with Alex, you're also with me.
I know.
I know I went 0-6 last week, but you can give me a little credit here, Mark.
I was a little concerned when I heard today Justin Fields' ankle hasn't really been responding that well, but look at the competition level for these two teams, and it's not even comparable. What Dave said, Ohio State.
The Camping World Bowl, set to be played Saturday morning in Orlando. We'll have the game on 1600 AM beginning at 9 AM. Notre Dame, a 3.5-point favorite over Iowa State. They've held firm as a 3.5-point favorite. And again, it goes back to questioning the motivation of a 10-win Notre Dame team in the Camping World Bowl. I think they're motivated. And this news about Julian Good-Jones maybe not playing here, I didn't want to do this earlier in the week. I'm going to take Notre Dame to cover.
I don't think they will be motivated. I think that there's going to be some drop-off with Chip Long, the offensive coordinator, being gone. I think Notre Dame is the better team, but I like Iowa State in this game.
Dave?
Notre Dame is on a roll. They've won five straight since a blowout loss at Michigan. The Irish have won their last four games by an average of 29 points. They have the third-best pass defense in the country. Ian Book has thrown for 33 touchdowns. Give me Notre Dame to win and cover.
I think Notre Dame's a better team, but I think Iowa State's going to keep it close or win it because I'm with Todd. I don't think Notre Dame's really happy about being in Orlando. I'll take the Cyclones.
I think that feeling will wear off. I don't think this game will be close. Give me Notre Dame.
Rick likes Iowa State.
We finish up with the Holiday Bowl on Friday in San Diego, USC and Iowa. The Hawkeyes a 2-point favorite. And our tiebreaker this week will be the total points scored for both Iowa and Iowa State. Just the Hawkeyes and Cyclones. Alex.
With Iowa, I you always worry about the back door. You always worry about a team, them getting up and them letting a team kind of come back because they don't stretch out leads. I'm going to go ahead and say USC, and we'll go with 54.
Iowa is 11-5-1 against the spread the last 5 years when favored by 7 or less points. Southern Cal is 2-12-1 their last 15 games facing a higher ranked team. Iowa is ranked 12th nationally on defense. Only Clemson gave up fewer touchdowns than Iowa's 18 in 12 games. Southern Cal has lost their last 4 bowl games. The key to this game is for the Hawkeyes to get off to a good start, score first, and get ahead. Give me Iowa to win and cover. 47 points.
47. Iowa is not losing this game. As a tribute to Hayden Fry. Iowa and 50.
I'd like to take Iowa here, but I can't. I think USC is going to be very explosive in the passing game. I think Iowa's defense in the back end is suspect. I will take USC and give me 39.
Rick is going with Iowa. 48.
I'm with Scott. Iowa is not going to lose this game. This, as I will say later on in the show to come, this is going to be Phil Parker's Norm Parker game. He's had 3 weeks to figure out how to stop a one-dimensional offensive attack. USC's one-dimensional. One-dimensional teams don't fare well against the Hawkeyes. Now, careful, because Iowa's never won a Holiday Bowl by more than a single point. So throwing two here seems like a rather risky proposition, but I'll do it. Iowa minus 2, and well, I got to go north of 39. Dave took 47. I had 45 to begin with, so I'll go ahead and take my initial 45 points, and we'll take 6 callers, 319-366-1600, and whoever picks the best panelist is going to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway, and if you want to contribute it to the lunch fund, you're more than welcome to. I do take charity. I'm not too proud.
Ah, very good. Todd and Alex coming up next with the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, the Hawaii Bowl at 6 o'clock. Todd, safe travels. Happy holidays to the family.
And we will. I'll be checking in from San Diego on Friday.
That's right. Before the
looking
boom.
Forward to it.
And safe travels and happy holidays
maybe
to everyone
from Mexico.
As well.
I don't know.
very good. That'll be fun. All right. Happy holidays to all our listeners. Dave, you as well. Everybody in Emil's. Appreciate all the help you guys give us.
Thanks for having us, and we're happy to be here.
All right. 6 callers, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next here. Local programming continues on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much. Big wireless carriers.